Welcome to the Rubber's Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
I don't know. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Frostbite.
Good joke, Dayton. And if you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro@outlook.com. So, now it's time for this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is brought to you by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is laminable. Laminable is spelled L-A-M-E-N-T-A-B-L-E, and it means deplorably bad or unsatisfactory, referring to circumstances or conditions. So bad conditions or circumstances. Dayton, what is that? What's an example of laminable?
Like you fall and you hurt your arm and it's in a bad condition.
So your arm is laminable?
Yep.
Alright, that works. Now it's time for this week's African American athlete, which Dayton has for us.
This week's African American athlete is brought to us by Easy Eye Phone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Arthur Robert Ashe Jr. was an American professional tennis player who won 3 Grand Slam singles titles. Ashe was the first black player selected to the United States Davis Cup team and the only black man ever to win the singles title at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open. He retired in 1980.
So he inspired many tennis players today, so they could see the match look like play tennis. So yeah, very inspiring figure. Anyway, now we're going to jump right into this week's this or that question, which I have. So Dayton, referring to what you would rather read out of, a book or an e-book?
I would rather read out of a book because, I changed to e-book because I can just listen to it, just sit there, just listen to it, yep.
An e-book is just a book on,
yep.
It's not audiobook.
Never mind, I choose book again.
Just make up mine.
Yes, sir. I choose book because what if whatever you're looking at, it just turns off? What if it runs out of battery? Can a real book run out of battery?
I guess I have to choose ebook. Choose ebook because you can get ebooks for free that you have to pay for in real life. So I choose ebook. Yeah. Email us your choice at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And you could win lots of cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow!
Stickers.
Amazing!
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say bruh versus bro.
Cool.
Solar toys.
Yeah.
Cars.
Whoa.
And much more.
Cheeto Puffs. So as we get into the end of more of the end of this week's podcast, Dayton has this week's book recommendation.
This week's book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Sounder is a young adult novel by William H. Armstrong, published in 1969. It is the story of an African-American boy living with his sharecropper family, although the family's difficulties increase when the father is imprisoned for stealing a ham from work. The boy still hungers for an education.
It's a nice, connection you made there with the hunger. It's pretty cool. Now, for the final segment in this week's show, it's the fact of the day, or this day in history. This week's fact of the day comes from 1959, and it's about the Barbie doll. This day, on March 9th, 1959, Barbie doll makes its debut at the American Toy Fair in New York. It's a toy from the 1950s, obviously. And the doll was designed by someone named Ruth Handler and introduced by the Mattel Toy Company at a cost of $3, which is, I guess that was a good price back then, I don't really know. So, damn. If you were back in there, back in the day, you wanted a Barbie doll, just say you wanted one, I don't know why. You wanted one. You liked them. You think it would be the same quality that it is now?
Nope.
Why?
Because we, in our Earth right now, we excel, and they probably made it more stronger and better.
So, yeah. They made it more stronger and better, and that is why, Dayton says he would rather have one from now. So now we're going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
This is Bro vs. Bro.